Joe!
This is the Order of Battle. Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast. All right, man, since we haven't talked in a while, A and Steven took over 2 weeks ago, and we sat down with Ed to talk about Joe Fest, and we've been doing the Joe Fest mini episodes. Wanted to take a moment before Joe Fest to go over like what we've gotten in over the last month and a half or so, not laundry listed, but kind of quick. And then also, what are we doing for Joe Fest? I'm really excited to share a couple things that we've been working on even tonight. But before all that, you know, this year has been really weird for me because I haven't really been focused on 3 3/4 G.I. Joe. It's been 12-inch and 6-inch and I don't know, I've been all over the place. But I was able to check off two of the most frustrating 1994 figures to get. I was able to get a clean Cinnamon Ozone. So I have a Cinnamon Ozone for display and A has one for play now. And I was able to get the gray and green Countdown, which is always like last of everybody's list when they're trying to make a full run because they're the weird 94s.
We talked a lot about these because, as you said, you have one for display, one for play. You and I spent maybe 3 hours collectively over the course of the week leading up to you getting the second Ozone, I think, kind of going back and forth and back and forth. And this really pushed me to pull the trigger on a figure that I have talked about a lot. I believe I talked about it with Ed. I know I've talked about it on past episodes, but I finally just strapped in and I pulled the trigger on Repulsor. Part of that is because you went for the crazy 94 Eco Warrior whatever figure. So I decided to close out what I want from that year's Joe-Con set. The only figure left that I do not have from the box set is the Outback, and I just don't know if I want it.
Let's not focus on Outback. Let's focus on Repulsor. Which one is Repulsor? Because I don't know that one from the modern line. I mean, you've sent me a bunch of pictures, and I think I know which one it is, but which one is it?
So I believe he's just a Sludge Viper that they gave.
Is it the one with the dog?
Yes. He is essentially a Sludge Viper. The club, instead of throwing in another troop builder because they had already done the Toxo Viper and Toxo Zombie, they essentially gave us a named Sludge Viper, and they gave him a helmet that you could remove, and he's got a face, so he's a faced character. We had kind of really hoped, when I say we, I'm talking the Royal We, Modern Collectors, we had hoped that the club would roll forward some sort of Sludge Viper 3-pack or something, you know, not using a faced face, but maybe a balaclava head with the helmet on it. We never got it. It's a damn shame, but Repulsor is absolutely a gorgeous figure. Really well built. The dog is wild and crazy. I know that Boss Fight did the dog.
It's a zombie dog, right?
It's a zombie dog, and it's slightly oversized, but
that's wild.
I don't really give a shit. It's a beautiful dog. It's nasty. It's wild. It's wacky. Honestly, this is maybe the only time I can put this on record, but it actually really paid off to wait because I got this figure for about $80 less than I thought I was going to. If you rewind in our own show and listened to when I got the EcoForce Trio around Easter last year, I was holding off on Repulsor because he is a premium price. And I don't know how, I don't know why, but I'll take it and I love it. You know, $60 to $80 less than I anticipated. And that is a major win, collecting a Joe Club exclusive box set figure, because the box set figures were made in much smaller runs than an FSS figure.
$60, $80 is a win everywhere. That's an excellent grab. So congratulations on that. I love it.
Thank you.
Like, I've gotten a couple sharks, but really the main thing I've done 3¾ since then is that Incase got back to me with the display case that I hinted at after Toylanta. And he's supposed to be bringing it to Joe Fest, and I could not be more pleased. I'm excited to put it together. It's not going to be cheap. I don't care. It's going to be worth it. Once I have that in hand and put together, I'm excited to talk about it.
I'm excited to see it. I found / got in the mail the retro 4-inch Joes, you know, this wave's offering. And because I am a complete buffoon, bozo, clown, I bought the Duke that I swore I wouldn't buy. But because I have to complete the line.
Well, this podcast's over. Sorry, man. Bye.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, but honestly, you know, in my defense, it is so hard to find G.I. Joes on the peg that when you see it, I will say I've seen about 7 to 8 Dukes since then, and I'm only buying the one, and it's going to go into storage, and that's it. But I got my Lady J in the mail. I got my Cobra Commander in the mail. Tonight, I picked up a second Lady J. Just, again, I saw it on the pegs and was like, F it, why not, I guess.
I haven't seen Lady J or Flint or anyone else lately.
No, this is the retro.
Oh, I see. I was thinking 6-inch, and I was getting super excited.
Well, I'm glad that you chimed in with that, because Nicole found Flint and Lady J, and it genuinely refreshed my interest in classified. Getting them out of the package, Lady J with double elbows.
Ooh.
Whew. These two figures are absolutely dynamite. And I don't mean that just because they look closer to the Real American Hero designs, because I'm not a slave to that. But in terms of a toy and the functionality of both of these figures, I found them and then I immediately canceled my Pulse pre-order because I found two of each. I had pre-ordered two of each. I do not need four of each of these figures. And the way that the Hasbro Pulse delays have been hitting, you know, this week, I got hit really hard because a lot of delayed items came in stock and shipped in the same weekend. And let me tell you, like everybody else in this collecting field, when you put these pre-orders on, you're like, oh, it's a pre-order. I've got time. Well, the time is never right, especially when a bunch of releases that were supposed to be staggered ship all in the same weekend. But on the upside to that, part of this big delay is I got Zartan and the Cobra Infantry.
Congratulations. Those are great figures. I really like the Zartan a lot.
I have not opened a Cobra Infantry. I have opened the original Target Cobra Trooper.
Sure.
The Zartan, Flint, and Lady J are easily three of the best, in my opinion, classified figures. And the combination of the three have really ramped up my excitement for the 6-inch scale. Enough to jump right back into my BS. Well, actually, I'm going to hit pause on that and say, in the 6-inch scale, outside of G.I. Joe, I've found three of the Marvel Legends Hand Ninjas.
Nice.
These figures are absolutely beautiful. I pre-ordered three more.
I've never come across one, but they look incredible from the pictures.
They're great. I pre-ordered three more so I can have a little squad of 6 red ninjas. And then I also, picking up that pause, dived right back into my BS and I grabbed a pretty decent order from Articulated Icons.
Before we jump into your BS, are you going to be bringing those Extendo legs to Joe Fest for trade bait?
You know, I should, because I have zero interest in building a Stilt Man. And I've got three sets, and maybe I'll get lucky and the other three will show up before Joe Fest.
There you go.
They're from BBTS. We'll see.
So now back to your BS with Icon.
I did what I was hesitant to do, and I'm glad that I did it, but I grabbed the White Ninja that they brought back, and I grabbed the Bear Arm Pack so I could make a V1 Storm Shadow.
Sure.
Because that item is full price, I layered in some clearance items so I could do my, you know, law of average, so I felt like I didn't spend $60 making Storm Shadow. I only spent $23 making Storm Shadow. And I'm glad I did, because I got these ninjas in the mail, and between them and the Hand Ninja and Flint and Lady J, I was just like, I was having a great time with the 6-inch figures. You know, I threw some water on the boil. It gave all of these articulated icons a bath so I could comfortably pull them apart.
Ooh.
And I sent you a ton of pictures. I went back into my attic and I dug out all of the articulated icons that I ordered a long time ago and I've talked about on here. I spent like 4 evenings when I was watching TV just kit bashing, you know, hanging swords here, hanging swords there, stripping samurai armor off. It was very nice. It was very refreshing. They have ninjas in black outfits at full price. They're never going to hit clearance because that is a very sought after color. And I am fighting daily, not spending stupid money on 5 of them.
That's the benefit of Joe Fest coming up. It keeps us at least somewhat in check.
Well, you say that, so why don't you just come out and tell us what you've been getting in outside of the G.I. Joe realm? Because you also dragged me into the shit.
Wow. I have never been pulled in front of a bus so hard in my life. A year or two ago, you hit me up with this 4-inch custom that you were going to make with a roach head. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's neat. Whatever. And then my buddy E and a couple other people kept hitting me up about Mezco. And I kept him at rebuff. Like, yeah, that's cool. But then Destro. And I love Destro. And that Destro looks dope. And you and I talked about it. And you know I was not going to get that Destro. And you talked me into it as you described all the soft goods. That went from, let me check out this Destro, into, you know, I would like to reorganize my bookshelf. And I've got all these Hellboy books. And Mezco has a cool Hellboy figure. I'll get Hellboy for my bookshelf. And then that fell into, I now have 4 Gomez's, 3 Black Skull Death Brigades, and a Black Spartan. I've got the Moss Squatch and the Pale Drivers on pre-order. It's a problem.
So I'm going to chime in here because
you're trying to shift blame?
Yeah, no. Because the irony is that I built the 4-inch Gomez. You and I both thought it was super dope. You and I had a 3-hour conversation one night when we were supposed to be recording, but instead I was on the phone pacing around my house talking about Mezco and the 6-inch Gomez, and you and I were both like, yeah, you know, this shit's beautiful, but you know, 6-inch isn't my thing. I don't know what it is. There's something about this roach and street clothes and this roach dressed as a ninja and this roach dressed in a suit and this roach dressed in you know, night ops gear. You know, and we both just kind of like, hey, 6-inch isn't our scale, you know?
I still maintain that.
So Destro gets announced, and I said to you flat outright, I was like, well, I'm assuming you're getting this. And you're like, no, I don't think I'm going to. And I was like, well, I've been very curious about Mezco, and, you know, I had got my buddy, the Jason Voorhees, and I opened it up, and it looked absolutely gorgeous, but, you know, I didn't really do anything with it because, you know, I bought it for him as a gift. Mezco figures are not cheap. If I break the arm off of this gift that I bought him, that gift all of a sudden now became double the price. You know, I flat out told you, I'm going in for Destro. I guarantee you he's going to come with a metric ton of accessories and they're going to be right up our alley because whoever the brain behind Mezco is, definitely, they're into the same shit that we are because the accessories that they come up with. So, for instance, like, yes, Destro comes with a briefcase. They didn't add that to the lore, but what they did with the briefcase is not anything we've seen before. It's what we wanted to see. It's what our imaginations gave us as kids. So I talked you into Destro hard.
And then I, in turn, couldn't control myself and talked you into Gomez hard.
Seeing the pictures and some other outlying circumstances, I spent a lot of money on a Gomez figure. And I don't regret it a single bit because that thing, it's the Gold Hazard Squad Commander Gomez, I think. Yeah. It's funny because you gave me the heads up that there was a Gomez going up for pre-order. And you said, get your shit ready, get logged in, get all your stuff squared away. Well, neither of us knew that there was a very common weird glitch on the Mezco site. And I smashed that buy button, and I was so excited, and then the thing spun, and it said, card information error.
I lucked out, and I fixed that card error 2 hours previously, because I was just playing around on the Mezco site, so I lucked out on it.
It went up, say, 2 o'clock. I had one in my cart, and smashed the buy button by 2:01. I got the notification by 2:02 that my card error was wrong, and by 2:03, when I re-added it to my cart and tried to just type in my card, it was sold out.
And by 2:10, people were putting their pre-orders on eBay, which to me is wild.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun conversation for another episode. The stuff that you and I have sent back and forth, and especially you being on Facebook and in the Mezco groups and the Gomez groups, like, this is a very wild and very interesting community. Flash forward, you get your Gomez in hand, and you're like, hey man, not really trying to put the pressure on you, but this dude is very Adventure Team, very 70s wild. I really think this is the Gomez for you. I had some stuff happen. I decided I needed to treat myself. And to date, it is by far the most expensive single action figure I've ever purchased. And I don't regret it. The packaging is magnificent. It comes with a comic. I hope that they create all of the characters on the cover. They've created one of them, which you've referenced with the Mosquatch. I also pre-ordered the Mosquatch. I am going to play the Mezco game a little bit more safe than you. But that being said, I also pre-ordered 4 of the Black Skull Death Brigade. And if anybody's curious, just hit the website and you can do the math and you can figure it out for yourself, because I'm not throwing that out here.
As a vintage collector, I didn't find the prices to be too crazy, but they're definitely high. I didn't buy with wild abandon, although it does, you know, look like that at the surface. I took the time, I did the bids, I talked to people in the community. It's not my community, I don't know these people. But, you know, I made the rounds, and I was able to get under, you know, the going rate on everything. Had I just jumped onto eBay immediately and gone wild, I wouldn't even have half of what I have.
So for the record, when I say play it safer, I'm not talking finances, I'm talking, I'm going to nitpick what I buy and keep it within a very tight theme.
Yeah.
And within that, I know that the theme of this Rumble Squad Society is all intertwined, and it's small, and it's their own property, and there's basically no media to back it up. But I'm even going a step. I'm censoring myself, or however you want to word it. I'm like, I'm being strict with this because I could see myself going off the deep end.
And we still have G.I. Joe to buy. We still have Joe Fest coming up. Kentuckiana after Joe Fest. Maybe Codename Iowa after that. I mean, there's plenty of things for us to do in the G.I. Joe world. So Mezco is, it's a really fun side boo, but it's not the girl I'm bringing home to mama. That's still G.I. Joe.
So on topic of G.I. Joe, because you and I have not really discussed, and it's probably because we both, I don't know, we'll get into it in a second, but do you have any goals in terms of purchases at Joe Fest?
I am what I am, and I've already lined up one thing. We'll talk about it then, because you know me, it's not in hand. I would really love to find a gold head patch, but that's not going to be at Joe Fest. If a gold patch is at Joe Fest, it's going to be with a gold head. Probably somebody set it up before they ever got there, and it's being hand-delivered instead of being on the floor. I just don't see it happening. Maybe, maybe not. Aside from that, I don't know. Maybe a Night Force or two, depending on their price. You know, everything's spiking. Or I may sit back in the cut and let Alexander go ham. It's his first Joe Fest. It's not his first toy convention, but it's his first Joe Fest. I may see what he does. You know, the other part of that is we're going to be playing double duty. But before we get into that, what about you? Like, do you have any goals?
I don't know. I have really have been spending a disgusting amount of time in my own thoughts at work thinking about this question. And last year, I tried to play it pretty loose, and then I had a couple things in mind, and I got everything I wanted. With the exception of Repulsor, because he wasn't physically there. Rumor has it, Marauder is going to be dumping a copious amount of new product.
That would be cool.
When I say this, I am hoping that it is some of the new things that were discussed at last year's Mayhem event. If they bring some of these things forward, I'm just going to say they're about to change the 4-inch game. The roof's about to get blown off.
As is your wallet.
If they bring the goods, I will probably be spending a ton of money. I always spend a ton of money with Marauder. This time, I am hoping that the circumstances are a little better than last year and there isn't the weird line hang-up. In terms of G.I. Joe, I might try to grab a couple more of the really high-end army builders. What I'm saying is really high-end compared to a vintage collector. We're not in the same ballpark, so
sure.
Keep that in mind. I might try to grab a couple of the club-exclusive army builders, you know, whether they were an FSS figure or whether they were a convention set figure. Like, you know, maybe a handful of more high-dollar items. We'll see, but maybe try to hit pause on just relentlessly buying army builders that I have and that I forget how many I have, and then I, you know, I open up a bin that I don't even know where it came from, and I'm like, oh, well, here's 5 to 10 more Cobra Troopers, and here's 5 to 10 more Cobra Troopers in black, and here's, you know.
What about Old Snake and the Bats?
I will just say, we'll see at Joe Fest. I may or may not have a predetermined deal worked out.
All right.
I'll play like you on this one and say when they're in hand, we'll talk about it. But this is a very heavy-handed wink wink.
Fair enough. While we've been working on some of these Joe Fest mini write-ups, and I know we haven't put out a lot of them yet, we have some more coming. It has made me focus a lot on what kind of art I want from this year's Joe Fest. I normally don't do a ton of art because I'm always focused on the toys, but I might try to make the rounds a little bit heavier this time than in times past. What I'm excited to talk about with Joe Fest isn't so much what I want to buy, but what I'm bringing or what you and I are bringing. So we have a tablecloth that has Rhino's beautiful art on it. We have some stickers, and we're talking to the t-shirt guy, and I'm excited by that. It fills me with a lot of joy just to look at the custom sticker website and put things in my cart and hit that buy button and know that I can slap a sticker on a few things and put some stickers on the table for people to grab. And then every day I'm hitting you up about this t-shirt guy because he's your guy, not my guy. And I'm anxious and I'm excited and I don't want to say too much because they're not in hand and I'm really weird about that.
Well, I will say this. We will in fact have t-shirts. Two different shirts.
Absolutely.
One will be 2021 Joe Fest exclusive to us. This is not an official thing, even though we are officially the unofficial official podcast. Keep that or edit it at your discretion. We will have our own Order of Battle exclusive Joe Fest shirt that we will only be printing for the event.
Once again, Rhino comes through in the clutch. Our graffiti logo, it's wild graffiti. It's Rhino. Everything else we're doing, it's Rhino. Like, the man is a beast.
I'm looking forward to meeting him and thanking him because he has captured exactly what you have voiced to him.
Even worse or better, depending on your perspective, he has gone well and beyond all of that. And it has floored me. I am excited to put his logo on a tablecloth and stickers and t-shirts. I'm excited to shake hands with Event Joe Fest. I know that he's coming in with Drew and Duffy and a few others, and it's going to be a hell of a weekend. I know Augusta isn't super convenient for everybody, but if we got people coming all the way from the West Coast, I highly recommend this weekend. Get your vaccination, bring your mask, Joe up. Because of our schedules, buddy, we weren't able to sit down, you, Joel, and I, but you did the work to be on this episode, which is what I always ask, and it's our Joe Fest prep episode, so I wanted to run a couple things by you. But before we talk about Joe Fest, I had mentioned how I got a second cinnamon ozone so that you could have one.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then we talked a little bit about Mezco, and I thought you might have a word or two on Mezco.
Oh, yeah. Mezco, awesome.
Okay, what about Mezco is awesome?
Well, for one, how many Gomez's you have?
We have four, right?
Oh, we have five. One's a knockoff, though.
Well, I wasn't counting the knockoff.
Well, yeah, we have four. Three of the Black Skull Death Brigade, a Hellboy. I want the other Hellboy, I have to admit. And the Black Spartan Krieg 13.
Every Mezco comes with a paper that says it's 18 and up. It's not meant to be a toy. But you have been playing with Agent Mezco, the two Hazard Squad Commander Mezcos, the Black Skull Death Brigade, the Black Spartan, the Knockoff, and Hellboy. How do those compare for you in terms of other action figures for articulation and gear and stuff like that?
I was not playing with them. I was posing them in action.
Okay, fair enough.
Their articulation is similar.
Are there any Mezco, Gomez, Rumble Society things we do not have that you hope we get?
Street Gomez.
I want a Street Gomez also.
And the Blood Force.
Yeah, all that's a bit pricey.
Yep. Mezco's awesome. Gear, the ability to, like, on the Agent Gomez, he comes with, like, a trench coat, suit coat, and a shirt. You can take everything off except for the shirt, as far as I know. Well, I've done that. The cloth clothing is much better than the,
hard plastic of other 6-inch figures?
Yeah, but sometimes there is downsides. Like, you can't see the joints.
And they come with signs that say 18 and up?
Yeah.
Not for 9-year-olds?
That's just unfair. That is offensive. That is mean. No offense, Mezco.
Let's jump over to Joe Fest. Let's start with toys. Is there anything in particular you're hoping to find and pick up at Joe Fest?
I'm looking for four vehicles that start with a P. At first, it was three, the triple P's, and now it's the quadruple P's.
All right, what are the quadruple P's?
Piranha, Paralyzer, Parasite, and what was the other one?
Piranha, Paralyzer, Parasite.
Persuader.
Persuader.
And the Persuader. I'm also looking for any of the Steel Gate Brigades that isn't D for play.
For play, okay, yeah, because we have them all for display.
Yeah, and I really want a gold head.
All right, other than a Steel Brigade.
Black Helmet Outback from 93.
Okay.
We have the yellow one. Don't have the black one.
We actually have the yellow one carded because you wanted it as a mock.
Yeah, the thing's amazing.
Other than Outback and Steel Brigade, what else?
I want Orange Snowstorm, also from 93, and Complex.
And Complex.
Yep.
So we have some Complex. Do we not have enough Complex?
We should have this much. We have less than 1% of how much that this much is.
All right. Well, you heard it here, Raging Spoon. We're coming for your Complex.
Yeah.
99% more than what we have today.
A bajillion more panel packs and, like, a bajillion catwalks and stuff and, like, thousands of ladders and stuff.
Fair enough. So, aside from toys to pick up...
Sergeant Slaughter.
What about Sergeant Slaughter?
I want to meet him!
Sergeant Slaughter is and has been your favorite Joe for some time now.
Yeah.
Why is Sergeant Slaughter your favorite Joe?
He's what I like.
Can you give a Sergeant Slaughter imitation?
Yo, Joe!
Just Yo, Joe? What else?
Get moving, you hunts!
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us. That Snake Eyes trailer.
This shit was awesome.
Dude.
I'm just fucking hyped.
I'm on it, man.
For anybody who's...
I'm on it.
For anybody complaining about guns, watch the trailer. There's plenty of guns. There's plenty of violence.
I'm on it. I'm ready. Come on. Let's go.
I don't know what else to say. This shit looks amazing.
I think that's where we cut.
All right.
This has been the Order of Battle.